We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You got to be kidding me. Did you see that bloodletting last night in OKC? Oklahoma City's what I'm talking about, son. Shai Gilgeous Alexander scored 31. Josh Kitty Giddy had a triple-double, and the Thunder spanked that ass over the Blazers, 139-77, a 62-point thrashing that matched the fifth-largest rout in NBA history. Chauncey, the coach of the Blazers, said, "It was almost like a perfect storm, to be honest with you. Nothing worked for us." Gee, you think? Oak City shattered the record, theirs, for victory margin of 45, set twice during the 2012-13 season. And they moved into a tie with the T-Wolves for the best record in the West at 26-11. Back in 21, the Thunder lost to Memphis by 73. Dort and Trey Mann were on that team while Gilgeous Alexander and Giddy sat, and they remember how embarrassing it was. Shai Gilgeous said, "After that game, we addressed it, and we just made a promise to ourselves to never feel that feeling again. I think it's been a little bit of our fuel to get where we are now." So last night, the Blazers, second worst loss ever, having fallen by 65 to Indiana in 98. They're the first franchise in NBA history to lose by 60 or more in multiple games. Their 77 points were the fewest by any team in a game in the last 2 years. Jalen Williams had 21. Big Chet had 19. Giddy Kitty had 13, 10, and 12 dimes for his ninth career trip dub. He went 5-for-5 from the floor, 3-for-3 from the line. At 21, the youngest player with a triple-double and 100% shooting in a game, he was perfect. The Thunder shot 57% from the floor, and they had won at Miami the night before after trailing most of the game, and they won by 8. They returned at 3 a.m., and they still kicked ass and took names. You look at some of the largest wins in NBA history. Let's go back to like 91, the Warriors by 62 over the Kings. Then last night's Thunder win by 62 over the Blazers. 72, the Lakers by 63 over the Dubs. 98, the Pacers by 65 over the Blazers. 91, the Cavs by 68 over the Heat. And in 21, the Grizzlies by 73 over the Thunder. Their coach, Danielle, said, "I thought we cleared a couple of hurdles tonight. I thought the first one was the start of the game, how ready we were to play and the energy we were able to generate, obviously. Tough schedule. That's a step forward. It's mind over matter. And then the other hurdle was playing with a lead. I thought we played pretty well with a lead, both ends of the floor." It didn't matter what the Blazers did. They shot 27% from the floor. Oak City had 41 dimes and 53 made field goals. Chauncey said, "I mean, this was sheesh. Not much really good to say about this one for us. I mean, I'll say this. I thought we generated some pretty good looks in the first half. The fact that we couldn't make pretty much anything deflated us." Oak City really dominated. They had a 75-39 lead at halftime, and then there was some texts. Shaedon Sharpe and Billups both got texts with a 1:45 left in the second. The Thunder kept rolling in the second half. Giddy threw a pass the length of the court and found J-Will for a layup to put him up 86-46. Oak City outscored the Blazers 43-17 in the third to go up 118-56 into the fourth. The largest lead entering a fourth quarter in NBA history. That is crazy. This team just doesn't lose. They're young. They can play back-to-back, and they just go out and ball and kick everyone's ass. You know, I literally said on Coast to Coast yesterday, that you could see in the interview with Jason Tatum how tired he was and how tripped out he was about playing back-to-back against great teams, you know what I mean? And then, like, having to go on the road and play the Bucks on the second of a back-to-back and that they were tired. And Bucks at home against a tired Celtic team that just played in overtime, you know, the night before and then had to fly. I didn't think they had any chance at all. Bobby Portis and Greek Freak combined to score 20 straight during a 25-0 spurt, if you want to call it that. How about a run you off the floor 25-zip run? The Bucks. And that was in the first half, but they led as many as 43 in this thing in Drew Holiday's return to Brewtown, and they were up 75-38 at the break, their fourth biggest halftime advantage in franchise history. Giannis said, hopefully we can keep this up, not just against the Celtics, but when we have 2 days off or not, when we played well like that, even if we played well and even if we played bad, to be able to come into the game and play with the same urgency and the same focus and with the same energy. The Bucks hadn't had a game since they lost at home to the Jazz 132-116 inexplicably on Monday in a game they were down 31 at the half. The Celtics had beat the T-Wolves in overtime the night before by 7, and they trailed in that game and had to work to get it in Boston. Bucks guard Malik Beasley said the Bucks had a meeting after the Jazz game on how to get their focus straight. He said, I think we did that. We came out and competed. I think the main thing for us, we came out physical. We hit first instead of getting hit. Portis had 28. Giannis added 24. Both players had 12 rips. Lillard, Dame Time, chipped in with 21 and returned to the Brew lineup. Brewtown, you know, Brewtown. After missing the Jazz game for personal reasons, Bucks coach Adrian Griffin said, I love the way we responded. We responded like champions today. So the Celtics allowed their highest point total of the season, rested all of their starters for the entire second half when they folded up shop. They didn't play any of their starters in the fourth. Peyton Pritchard had 21, Sam Hauser 15 for the Seas, who missed 16 of their first 17 threes. And ended up 9 of 34 from downtown. Milwaukee shot 56.5% overall. Mazzulla said, we just didn't have it tonight. That can happen from time to time. Portis scored 13 and Giannis had 7 during that 25-0 run. Portis, who had been 1 of 12 from 3 this month, was 5 of 6 from downtown last night. Holiday scored 6 and shot 2 of 9 in his first game in Milwaukee since the Bucks traded him as part of the package to acquire Lillard from the Blazers. Of course, Portland sent him to the Celtics a few days later. He played for the Bucks from like 20 to 23, got a standing O, tribute video. Everybody was happy. He said it was cool to see that. The fans here have always been great. C's play Saturday night in Boston against the Rockets. The Bucks host the Dubs on Saturday. Fiserv in Milwaukee. Wow, stop the press. The Suns finally played a good game. You got to be kidding me. Bradley Beal finally had a good game. He had a season high 37, including 8 threes, and got it cooking with Book. Booker had 31. Suns rout the Lakers at the Crypt in La Lipstick City, 127-109 last night. Frank Vogel said, I thought the whole game was a positive step in the direction of how we want to play offensively. You got that right. Vogel coached the Lakers for 3 seasons. Remember that, including 2020 when they won the title in the bubble in Disney during COVID. Beal, who played in only 6 of the first 30 games with all of his back and ankle problems, was 8 of 10 from downtown. He scored 20 in the third, and the Suns' largest lead was 32 points early in the fourth. And he was one off of tying the Suns' single-game record with 3-pointers shared by 6 players. Beal said, it's something that I've been trying to kick myself to do the last 5 years of my career, to shoot 8 to 10 3-pointers per game. I worked with my training group back in town and got it back feeling right. Tonight I was confident in it and Once it was in my hands, I just made it flow. Booker was aggressive. His 10 30-point game this season, he had 16 in the first quarter. The Suns had an 11-point lead. Book said I was doing what my teammates asked of me. Having a mate like Durant out there to give you that much confidence and let you rock out is huge. KD had 18, who broke a five-game losing streak to Suns to the Lakers. They also bounced back from a 27-point loss to the Clippers on Tuesday. KD said, as much as everybody can be aggressive without having to focus on trying to get me or our best scorers the ball, be aggressive and just make the right play. The ball's going to find us. Sometimes it's good to reiterate that, like, to your teammates, so they can go out there and have a free mind. D'Lo had 19 off the bench for the Lakers. They fell to 5-11 since winning the in-season tournament. They had won two in a row but fell back below 500. They're 19-20. L.A. had seven players in double figs but committed 17 turnovers that led to 28 Suns points. Ham said we had a bunch of turnovers in the first half, and they made their shots. I thought we were at different times, forcing them into tough situations, but they capitalized. LeBron had 10 on 3 of 11. He was crappy. AD and Reeves had 13 apiece. Didn't matter. Up next, Suns at Portland on Sunday. The Lakers travel to Salt Lake Shakers on Saturday. By the way, the Knicks puked all over themselves last night. Even without Luka, they lost in Dallas to the Mavs.